Blog Talk Radio.
You know, it's just like for me,
I like
assertive, having or showing a confident and forceful personality.
Yo, oh my God. Okay, let's, who's the queen of R&B? The queen of R&B, the queen of R&B. Who's the queen of R&B? All right, y'all. What the fuck is good, everybody? Welcome to the show. Okay, so if you're a returning subscriber, well, then you know how this shit goes. Some shit might shut down. Some shit might shut off. Some shit might just stop working, but we will get through the show. If you're new, welcome and hello. We're happy to see you. All righty then. Wow, it's been a little minute, but YouTube has been playing for a minute, so I had to see if they was going to continue. Now, we got to get into some things, and this is going to be a joint conversation today. Okay. I want to talk about something that wasn't talked about, and I think that it's definitely worth the conversation. Since, you know, we got the king of R&B, we need to get into, you know, who is the queen of R&B? Now, before we start this, okay? Before we start this, because I know a lot of people, they're going to be coming out the woodwork with Whitney Houston, Mary J. Blige, Shirley Caesar, you know, all kind of bitches from like way back when. The Supremes. We get it. Aaliyah, we get it. And I know they're going to be really coming with the Beyonce. I get it. We understand that Beyonce is the overall queen of music, okay? And quite frankly, so... we're not talking about Beyonce, and we're also not talking about Rihanna, because I feel like once Rihanna drops, I'm a little biased towards Rihanna, because I feel like once she drops, I mean, she's obviously going to run that whole era when she drops her music. She will be the queen of R&B. Rihanna's not out right now, so we're not talking about Rihanna, okay? I want to talk about, let's get into it. Okay, so up first, who we got? Let's get into some things. Okay, so we got LMA, SZA, Normani, Her, Queen Naja, and Kehlani. This is who's in the lineup for discussion for me. Okay? So, and I have the call-in number. The lines are open. So, we're going to get into this. Okay, hold on. Let me put the music a little to the back. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me first start by saying who's not the queen. Normani is not the queen. But here's the thing. Normani had everybody's vote to be the queen. Normani literally had the cosign of Beyonce. Normani had the Beyonce star stamp of approval on her. And the people were giving Normani Beyonce title. Normani has, first of all, I want to first start by saying, I feel like this conversation hasn't happened because I want to point out that all these women are cool with one another. They all respect each other, which I think is great. I think girls are a lot better than guys when it comes to stuff like that. So I want to first start out by saying all of them are dope. And I listen to all of them. Like, it's really hard. And it's just my opinion. But I love every single one of these women. Like, they're all fucking, like, dope. So that's what I want to first start by saying. They're, like, all my favorites, okay? But if I got to pick one, it's not Normani. I wanted it to be her. Like, I wanted it to be Normani so bad because Normani has that sexy. She has that je ne sais quoi. She's that beautiful brown. She's sassy. She's witty. She's sharp. She's clever. She's just, and she's bad. And she can sing. But I don't know what's going on with the team or the management or the music because there's no follow through. Like, she's not walking into her, like, calling. She's not walking into her star. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like Normani literally could be the next Beyonce. But I think that that's the main thing that's stopping her because she's like, yo, I don't know if I'm ready for it. I don't think she's ready to accept that she is going to be or has the capacity to be that big. But she does. She does. And the people see it for her. This is Normani. The people see it for her. But I don't know if it was just like leaving the group and then going on because the song with her and Khalid was really good. But she needs a song where she can perform. You know what I mean? Like really perform by herself. So I don't think it was Normani. I don't think it's Normani. But she damn got what it takes. She could be if she just get it together and get her team and get the right song, get the right producer, and really just walk into it and just believe. Listen, I can do this, and it's okay. Normani, listen, you have it. Like, everybody sees it for you. Like, you definitely have what it takes to be the freaking next queen of R&B, period. Normani, hands down, has what it takes. She has what it takes. SZA. SZA wasn't ready. Normani wasn't ready. Then SZA wasn't ready. In my opinion, SZA was supposed to be the girl to take out Rihanna. SZA wasn't ready. I don't think SZA was ready for her album to do as well as it did. I don't think SZA was ready to be nominated for 5 Grammy Awards. I feel like maybe Kendrick Lamar, it has been a hindrance to SZA because she's so earthly and natural. And then SZA went and paired up with Solange, which is, you know, Solange is great, but Solange is an acquired taste and everybody can't do Solange. And I feel like SZA should have never went and tried to go team up with Solange and be that weird and eclectic. That's not her. SZA needed to be edgy. She was a bad bitch. She was talking nasty. She was talking about she'll keep your man satisfied on the weekend, but then she's earthly and meditating. Like, no, we want to see a bad bitch that's going to take your man on the weekend, period. Shout out to the $20 donation. And you got to live in your truth. You can't be talking about fuck all these niggas. I dust off these niggas. And you over here, hum, doo, 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 doo. all earthly and natural, with Solange's ass. No. You were supposed to be the bad bitch that's like, bitch, yes, I'll take your man on the weekend with bundles to the floor. I don't give a fuck. I said what I said. I'm a bad bitch. I write for all. You know, SZA's a writer. SZA has wrote for Rihanna. Be honest with you, SZA sounds a little bit better than Rihanna on songs. Just being real. SZA wrote for Rihanna. SZA has written for Beyonce. I think SZA has written for Nicki Minaj. So it's just like, not many girls, not many writers get the opportunity to come from behind the pen and come to the forefront, have a multi-platinum album, and then get nominated for 5 Grammy Awards. Not many artists can do that. I mean, look at Seven Streeter. Talented as all get up, but Seven Streeter will always be a writer. You know what I'm saying? Like, but SZA came to the forefront, and I think that I think SZA definitely, she needs to go do a rebrand, because I think it all happened so fast and she wasn't prepared. Like, then she, like, her look was so wrong. Her look was so childish wrong. You could tell they were so confused. They didn't know how to dress her. They didn't know what to do. When she performed at the Grammys, she looked horrible. Coachella, like everywhere she went, she sounded and looked the same. A mess. She looked awful and sounded horrible. I blame Kendrick Lamar for that. Okay, who else are we getting into? So, wait, now, let's go here. Her is another great writer. Talented, very talented. She's doing this whole, like, I'm not going to show my face thing. And, you know, she, first of all, I want to say, I'm not sure about Kehlani, but I want to say all the, and I'm not, and Queen Naja, but all of these four have either been nominated for Grammys, and I think Normani has won a Grammy. But her was nominated for, you know, Album of the Year. Well, she, I think she's nominated. Well, yeah. She was. Well, she is. Oh, in this cup, I done got the wrong. This is why you don't smoke weed before you do lives. Because I done grabbed the wrong cup. Because this is my water cup. And this is my vodka cup. Okay? But listen. Now, so the tea is, so her. All these, well, four of these are Grammy nominated, okay? Now, the thing with her is, I really don't know too much about her. I know she has that song, Focus. I like that one. She has a few good songs. She has a few good songs I've heard. I don't know them off the top of my head. Let me see if I could. Oh, they said they want to make the picks bigger. Okay, let me see. Okay, I'll make the picks bigger. And let me scoot over for you all. So y'all can see these girls. They said I need to make the pictures bigger. Okay. Can y'all see them now? Okay, so. See, I did it again. I'm not drinking water right now. I want vodka. Okay. Yeah, Avenue was good. Okay, so yeah. So her, she's cool. I don't think she's the queen of R&B right now. I just don't. I think she'll be here a while. I think she makes good music. I think she makes good feel-good music. I don't think that she's the queen, though. Now, Kehlani, I really wasn't sure if Kehlani was even in the running. But for what it's worth, Kehlani is a beautiful spirit. She's very, very sweet. She makes good songs. I feel like she could be bigger than what she is. But Kalani, I don't think Kalani is the queen, but I do think she has a great sound, and she's definitely dope. Like, she's just like, she's dope. And what I like about Kalani is the fact that, you know, she's not afraid to try different shit with her look and her song choice. She kind of is like a musical rebel, which is cool. So I think she meshes well. She can sing with the best of them, but I don't know if she's the queen. So it only leaves me with the YouTuber, Queen Naja, and LMA. So personally right now, I think the queen title goes to LMA. I think LMA is the queen, the reigning queen of R&B right now, because LMA is that artist where her sound is so rich and full. And it doesn't matter if you're at a barbecue. It doesn't matter if you're chilling at home by yourself. It doesn't matter if you are at the club. If LMA comes on, everybody's singing, everybody's bobbing, everybody's moving, and everybody wants LMA on a track. I mean, it's like, she's the new, like sound. Like, it's just so smooth. It was kind of like how Janae Aiko would get on a song, and, you know, Janae Aiko just would have this sound, and you'd be like, yep, that's all you need. Like, she didn't need to do too much. She didn't need to do too many riffs and runs. It just needs to stay one flat level, and it could be cool. That's how LMA is. Like, she's like a Janae Aiko to me. But she's like, now, current, like, so I think she's great. Like, I went to a bar or a club, what, yesterday, and LMA came on, Trip, and the crowd went crazy. Here's the thing, guys. When you, as an R&B singer, let me see. So when you, as an R&B singer, somebody just told me to stop smacking. Y'all is crazy. I'm sorry that the mic is just picking up everything. Let me move it back. Okay. Shit. I'm just trying to make sure y'all can hear me. Damn it. All right. So, like, when you're an R&B singer and your music can be played in the club and the club still turns up, like, it's not the let out. It's not, like, it's peak hour. It's that 12:30 to 1:30, like, it's that peak where the hits is banging and the crowd is the dance floor is full and it's an R&B song. That speaks volumes because you're competing with hip hop. And so I think LMA, she can come on at any club, any party, and everybody's going to vibe. Now, Queen Naja, the YouTube sensation, she's on her way. And I think, but she's coming from a different angle. She already has a huge platform. She sounds great. She has an EP out. She's charted. And I think with her, it's just going to take that one song, that one collaboration, and she's going to take off. Or it's going to take, honestly, it'll take like her and Clarence like breaking up or something, and then she'll just skyrocket. But honestly, she's coming from a different angle. So if you don't pay attention to her, you'll slip up one day and she'll be like the Cardi B of R&B. She will. This girl right here. You don't know her now. Or you might. But she's very smart on how she's coming. See, she's coming the YouTube, like, building her, she's working her own way there. So I think it's really, really interesting how she's coming up and how successful she is just right now. So I think it's going to be her. She's pretty hot right now, but I think it's LMA. Then it would have to be like SZA. And then somewhere over here, I don't think it's Normani. It's some. I think it's like LMA, SZA, maybe her. Yep, and I think the other girls just getting where they fit in right now. Okay, so now I'm sure some of y'all, Teyana Taylor, that's good. I don't think Teyana, you know what? Teyana Taylor was a good one. But is she the queen of R&B? I don't hear Teyana Taylor being played anywhere. Not like that, but you know. Let's open up the lines. Oh, we got a caller on here already. Let's get into some things. You already know the number. What's going on? Can you hear me?
What's up, caller? Herman?
Boo, you missed me. I missed you. What's going on?
You know, I missed you. I'm so glad that you came on this evening to grace us with an appearance. Thanks, ya.
Thank you. Thank you for being here, because you know I was trying to get on here the last few days. And YouTube wasn't sending out any notifications to anybody. I had like one person on live. I was like, what happened?
Yeah, I don't know what's been going on. It's been like that for quite a few channels. You know how they have
so what
their
you think about
to do what they want to do.
Yep. So what you think about tonight's topic?
Okay, I was thinking, I like LMA. I like her, and I kind of agree with you out of them, you know, that she would be the one. But I also wanted to add in, besides Jhené Aiko, I wanted to say add CL in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, CL from, well, you know, 2NE1 just banned it, and she used to be K-pop, but she's transitioning over here. And so she's already on a hit with Black Eyed Peas. So
Sierra
in too. Yeah. CL.
Oh, CL.
Yeah.
See, I don't know CL.
The song I'd want you to hear from her before the Black Eyed Peas is to pull up her video to Hello Bitches.
Uh-huh.
You should see that.
Okay, so I'm gonna pull that up after. I feel like, and you know, this could just be my opinion, but I feel like if she's kind of difficult to look for, you know, or to hear, like, she wouldn't be the queen.
Well, no, that's what I mean. Like, she's kind of, well, she's transferring from K-pop because she was in 2NE1, and that was her K-pop group. And so she's kind of been over here, and, like, she redid a Method Man song. He's even in her video. What was it? Getting Lifted. So he's in her video, too, which is all right, you know, if you making, you know, like, you know, paying homage to him. But the video that she did that's, like, her breakout here is Hello Bitches. And that was pretty big, too, but now her most recent song is that she's on with the Black Eyed Peas, their song Dope, the new one they just put out, she's on that now. So she's, like, coming up where she's transitioning because, you know, there hasn't really been a K-pop artist to transition, and that's who she is.
Okay.
And I want you to watch Hello Bitches anyway because I want to see how you like that one. But that was, like, her first, you know, in because, let's see, it's been a couple of years, actually, since 2NE1 disbanded. But, like, even the group disbandment, like, was traumatizing to the fans. Like, it wasn't that they wanted to let go. It was a bunch of, you know, crazy fuck shit that kind of ended their whole situation. So from that, she came over here. But it wasn't like a whole, like, you know how most disbandments, like, they're like, okay, you know, this is it, that's that. Like, they were kind of shut down.
Right.
And then she was big enough to where she's coming over here now, you know, to come from that era to over here. Now, another one who did come from K-pop and is over here, you know, just killing it, and I think he's actually, like, in the label, like, with JT and them, is Jay Park. But, see, Jay Park was actually from here.
Okay.
And then he went over there, like, you know, learned Korean and everything like that and was a K-pop star and then had some old fuck shit go over there, you know, again, and they kicked him out. You know, he said something silly, like he was young and it was on his, like, social media, something he said in social media, they got upset and, like, they kicked him out. And the whole group that he was in, he got booted out and came back over here. But then,
all
him,
right,
him
Mishi.
Doing that to him.
We got to move on, Mishi. We got to move on. But
look,
I'm going to look into it.
Look for him, too. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. We'll talk. I love you, boo. Thanks for calling.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So Mishi went ahead and went with Ella Mai. Okay. I want to say shout out to Champion. I'm wearing Champion today. Champion sweatshirt, Champion bracelet. Shout out to them. Get your Champion gear everywhere. Okay, so anyway, we're going to get that sponsorship, y'all. Watch that. We're going to speak that. All right. 414-9795. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes. Who you going with?
Okay. When you say queen, what exactly do you mean? Are you talking about today? You're talking about today, right? The big generation.
Yes, I'm talking about right now. We're not going Chaka Khan.
Okay.
We're not going Whitney Houston. We're not going Mariah Carey. We're not going Beyonce. We're not even touching
Rihanna.
We may
not be going Beyonce or Rihanna. We can't do that.
We can't do that. We're doing today.
We understand that
Beyonce is the overall queen of music. And when Rihanna come out, in my opinion, Rihanna's taking over. But we're just talking about for the girls that's out right now, who is the queen?
Well, I would consider them up and coming stars. I wouldn't say
that's
queens
fair.
Because
that's fair.
When you start giving people the title of, okay, that's the new queen of R&B, or that's the new king of R&B, or that's the new, you know, then people, they start using words very loosely. They use those words, like people use the word legend very, very loosely, legend and icon. They will call somebody like SZA a legend, and she just came out. Or Naomi a legend, and she'd only been here for a short period of time. You know,
right.
They would discard anybody that has been doing this for 20-plus years saying, oh, she going to take her spot, or that's who, or he's going to take his spot. No, that's not true. Then you got to put in the work first.
So who would you choose out of this lineup? Because, like I agree with you. I definitely don't think that there is, like, a stamped queen, but I do feel like there's a leading lady. So who do you think is the hottest one out of these women?
Naomi.
Normani?
That's who I... Normani, yeah, whatever her name is. Her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Her.
But Normani don't really have no music out.
But as far as talent, performance, all of that goes, mm-hmm. she's going to be the next big thing.
I just feel... And I agree with... I feel like she has the potential to be, but I don't feel like that she's going ahead and owning it because... I think everybody's just waiting for her to realize that and take the spot.
I think, well, if I had, I'm putting her up there, but if I got to choose right now, I would say, what is this girl's name? Ella Mai, her.
Right, that's what I said, Ella Mai.
But when Normani do come, so the realization of what she is going to be the next big thing. She is.
If mm-hmm. she don't wait too long to figure it
out.
Because SZA can't sing
nor perform. So I don't even know why she's here. She needs to leave.
You don't like SZA? Mm-hmm. What did SZA do to you?
She didn't do nothing to me. She's just not talented. What? She made good songs, but as far as her voice and her performances go, she's whack.
Okay, so you don't think SZA's that good?
She doesn't deserve to be on this list. She just made good songs.
I think SZA does. I think SZA is actually the first girl. Like, I think after Normani, it was SZA. And I think SZA got messed up because she went and sat with Beyonce's sister and got all, like, different and weird, and it just didn't work for her.
Yeah, but she, have you seen her singing and perform live? She's a terrible live artist. terrible. That, like, that,
yeah, but a lot of women are terrible live artists.
Well, that's why you got Beyonce to look up to.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, caller.
All right.
We're going to take us another caller. Let's get into some things. Okay. Oh, it's a lot of people that got some stuff to say. Okay. 410-0763. You're live on the air.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, my, I did not expect for you to I did not expect for you to pick up my call, but since you did, let me give you my my say-so, right? Listen,
okay.
I really do believe Queen Naja would have had this category hands down. And I tell you why. Because this young lady can write her ass off.
Mm-hmm.
The three songs that she has put out that I have heard is everything. And she has written those. If she has a whole album in her, all she got to do is talk about her relationship with Chris and having a baby. That's a whole damn album.
Well, you know what
and
I think personally?
She writes the album herself. Huh?
Well, this is what I think needs to happen with Queen Naja. And this is what
I
honestly
tell you what
feel
needs
like.
To happen with her.
What needs to happen is she needs to have this baby. Clarence needs to
there
cheat on her. And they need to break up. That's going to be her best album ever.
But listen, that's the second one. She ain't gave us an album from Chris yet.
But Chris ain't really it. Chris ain't really it, because Chris ain't really, like, she got a few songs about Chris. Chris is a cornball. Chris ain't really, really it. It's going to be the Clarence, because she's really in love with him, and, like, her elevation is with him. Like, big things have happened with him, and there's so much controversy and conversation surrounding their relationship. You know,
and see, there you go. Okay, well, let that be side B, then. Let that be side B. Side A can be, you know how she was talking about how Chris said that she wasn't good enough. She was talking about, you know, a mother's child. And then she can talk about the breakup and how the devastation and how Claire Baird came into her world, rocked the world. She never thought she would have another. Then she had to be. My whole point is, if Queen give us a goddamn going album, this will be hands down.
Yeah,
but she's too busy proving everybody that her and Claire Bear is so in love, you know. And she's so busy proving shit with this YouTube. If this girl is just like she was really serious about her YouTube and knocked that out the park, if she really gets serious about her music, this category would have been hands down for her. Hands down. But since it isn't, I'm going to give it to the girl LMA. Listen, she came to our AFRAM, and the whole time I was like, what's she going to give me? More than booed up? More than booed up? She gave me a whole damn set. And we rocked each and every song she sang.
Well, the thing is, I heard booed up like years ago before booed up was even a thing. Like, she got a lot of songs, like 10,000 hours. Like, she got a lot of songs like on her EP days. That are like, Boot Up came from her EP. Like, Boot Up is old as shit.
So, No, you go and give your word.
No, and then I like how, like, she was on Instagram, and then they were posting her Instagrams on YouTube, and I would just go and listen to her voice, how she would do, like, these remakes of, like, popular songs, and she would sing them, and she sounded so good. There's such a richness and a fullness. And
hello.
When she sings, it just resonates very, very well.
Hello.
Like, she has it.
Hello. I told you she gave me a whole set. She shut the AFRAM down politely. She really did. I enjoyed it so much. So that's my vote. I enjoy you. I'm glad I caught you live. Keep doing your thug sizzle. And I'll
thank
check you out the next time.
Yes.
All
and
right,
make sure
King.
You check us out make sure you check us out every Wednesday night where I am doing a musical competition if you haven't seen it. Yes. And it goes down. It's a lot of artists there. Yes. And one lucky artist will win the title. Let me show you. Yes, if Armand listens to your music live, top artist, it's going to be phenomenal, okay? So make sure you guys
I'll
catch that show. All right,
I sure will. All right, peace.
See ya. All right, yes. We're getting to some things here. All right. Let's see. I wonder who's going to win that contest, too. You know, it's not too late to submit your music, either. I will be posting a link to submit music for the contest. We have some winners right now. The battle still continues, and we are looking for the top artists, rappers, R&B singers, you know, everybody, pop stars. Everybody's invited. Okay, let's pick another caller. All right, 203-8487, you're live on the air.
Oh, my God.
Yes, what's going on?
Oh, my God, I'm going to stop. I made it too?
You are live right now. We're here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I love you so much. You better stop, and you better work. Oh, my God. I cannot wait until you come to New York, honey. You do not understand. I'm right in Connecticut.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So
yes,
who you think
you
is going to be?
Favorite.
Who you think is going to be? Who's the top?
You know what? I would have to give it to Ella May.
Yes.
Because she applies the pressure. I love me some Queen. I love me some SZA. But like Ella May, she haven't quit. She haven't let up. It's like she's, like, dedicated, and it's just like, you know, I don't know what Queen's doing or SZA's doing, but just, like, Ella May is flying right by.
Ella May takes it. You know, I had a friend, that he was telling me that he would prefer her. I don't think her is hotter than Ella May when it comes to this R&B.
Her does not do it for me.
Okay.
Like, you know, she doesn't do it for me. I think that Queen and SZA, they were my tops, but Ella May is a whole nother. She applies the pressure, and she's out, and she's consistent. I feel like Queen and SZA had went dry a little bit, you know, and you have to be the best because Rihanna about to come back, and when Breezy come back, you know, it's real quiet in these streets. Okay.
Oh, yeah. When Rihanna comes back, I think it's world stop. Like, it's done. It's world stop.
Everything's going to be quiet. It's like I'm just waiting on my girl.
But we got to wait. But while we wait, who's the top bitch? Ella May.
While we wait, it's Ella May for the taking. Drop a
there you have it.
Bomb.
Drop some bombs. Hey, drop some bombs for Ella May. Okay,
drop
thank you, caller.
Motherfucking bomb. Thank you.
Shout out to Connecticut in the motherfucking building.
Yes.
All right, thank you, babe. See ya. All right, hold on. We're going to take a brief intermission. Just make sure y'all subscribe because, hold on, I got to turn this goddamn fan on. It's hot in the studio, okay? All right, y'all back. I'm back. I'm sorry. We had to take a brief intermission. Okay, so I got hot in here. Ooh, child. Okay, y'all know how this shit go. This shit is live. This shit, you know, we just did. Welcome. We get into some things here, okay? If you're not used to the real shit, then this is not the shit for you. Okay, we talk about it, we get into it, we stops, we wakes up, we keeps it moving, and we move forward. All right, we're going to take some more calls. The people have things to say. I don't want to hear nothing about no Mary J. Blige. I feel like somebody's going to call me with Mary J. Blige on the line. Okay, 216-3329.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm from Cleveland, but I'm down here in Atlanta, and I love your show. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
I'm going to keep it real brief. I just want to say, Ellen May, that's my bitch, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Kids. When them kids start singing them baby songs,
yes,
that's how you know you are in there all
yes.
day. When them babies and when them old people start singing them songs, them two categories, you already know you done made it. Because I was
yes.
at the family reunion, and baby, they was trying to play all them old-ass, tired-ass songs, and then Ella Mai ass come on at the end of the dance set, and I tell you, all them old-ass people, all them babies was on that dance floor, and I was like, oh, yeah, she got something.
Yeah, I think Ella Mai, that's what I say. I say Ella Mai is the queen of R&B right now, but who do you think is after Ella Mai? Because I feel like it was supposed to be SZA.
Right. I think SZA is great, and you're right. And someone said in the comments, like, she's not confident. I do believe that when she sings live. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think all of the ladies could use some training and some live. You know, we need to see not only can you do it in the studio, but we want to see you live and that you're able to perform these songs the way it sounds, you know, if not even better, live.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my only thing. Like I said, I love SZA. I like the other ladies. No shout. I mean, no shade to any of the other ones. But Ella Mai, that's she doing the shit right now. She doing her thing. That's hey. But I
all
love
right,
you.
Thank
I
you, Carla.
You every week, I really do.
Yes.
I love you. I watched you Wednesday. I had a really good time. But shout
oh,
out to
did.
Cleveland, y'all.
Shout
yeah,
out to
I
Cleveland.
Did.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Yes. Okay, so we got some more callers. Let's see what's going on. 336-6210, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, boo. I called you last time, but anyway. okay, so I'm going to break it down for you because I'm not agreeing with you for once, and I usually agree with you about who you pick, but I can't say Ella Mai is the queen for me. I'm going to tell you why,
ooh,
though.
Okay.
Because the thing is with Ella Mai, I'm not saying she don't have bops, but now keep in mind, too, I'm a singer myself, so I'm kind of a little bit biased, so I'm going to put that out there. But the other thing is with Ella Mai, her songs, she does make bops. But most of her bops sound the same. Like 10,000
okay.
Hours sounds to me just like Trippin', and Trippin' sounds like Buddha. I'm sorry. To me, they
okay.
all sound the same.
Okay.
Now, as far as Queen Niger, I would give it to her. But to me, I feel like she's not gonna be in the industry long because she keep popping out babies. So unless, like you said, I agree with you about the fact that she needs to break up with that dude. She went now. And then that's when she's going to have her best album. But until then, I don't feel like she could be in the running. Now, I've seen SZA live myself. And I've also
okay.
seen her live.
Okay.
SZA, I can't say she's totally terrible live. But she's another one that I feel like won't have longevity because she's already talking about how her voice has been given out, and she's not going to be in. She's about to retire early. So she can't even be in the running because she's more than likely not even going to give us another album after this next one she's working on. Now, her, to me, is the queen. And the reason
okay.
why I feel like her is the queen is because as far as longevity, to me, if you're talking about a queen of R&B, you have to have some kind of longevity with your music. To me, I feel like 10 years from now, I feel like I am going to hear her record. I can't say 10 years from now that I'm going to remember Boot Up. And that's why I say with Ella Mai, I don't feel like she's the queen. I don't feel like I'm going to be singing Boot Up 10 years from now. But with her,
I feel
she has
like
already
you
has
would.
Collaboration with, like, Daniel Caesar, Bryson Tiller. She's, you know, she's working with Erykah Badu now. So I feel like she's the next one up to me to be the queen.
Okay, so
that's
let me ask
opinion.
You this. Which her song do you think that you would hear 10 years from now? What her
Focus.
Song today?
I could definitely hear Focus 10 years from now. I could hear Best Part with her, the collaboration with her and Daniel Caesar, Best Part.
I like Best Part.
I could
Part.
Hear that 10 years from now. like I said, Ella May is a great artist. I'm not taking that from her. But most of her stuff sounds the same. It sounds the same. Like, she's giving us the same song. I can listen to a her album, and yeah, not saying that she's some of her songs are not, I can do without, or I could possibly not listen to a whole album, but I can say that some of her stuff doesn't all sound the same. That's my only thing. So as far as longevity and as far as creativity, I feel like her got it. That's just me.
Okay. Well, you think it's her. All right. So we got a her. I still don't think that it's her. I think her is dope. I think her will always have a lane. But right now, I do feel like Ella May is hotter than her. Today, right now, I think Ella May is hotter than all of them. And Queen Naija, I feel as though Queen Naija has the potential to slip through like Cardi B and be at the fucking Met Gala in a year, and we don't know what the fuck happened. And she
right.
could be being nominated for Best R&B Singer, like, and then she fucking can fuck around and win the award. And it's like, what? None of us saw this coming, because let's be very clear. Queen Naija moves very strategic. She's moving. She just got to deal with YouTube Music. And, like, she's big. Like, she's bubbling. And she has a very strong fan base. And the biggest thing about her fan base are, so they're growing with her. And throughout her, their growth in her career, they're going to grow her because they're not older. So I feel like Queen has a very strong fan base. And I feel like if she continues the road that she's going down, she could surprise a lot of people. I really think she can.
I agree with you, but I think her personal life is the problem. If you,
yeah.
sometimes with certain artists, if you allow your personal life to interfere with your career, I think that's what I see with Queen Naija. I think the girl is super talented, super dope, great
uh-huh.
songwriter. I think she has a huge niche market, especially the fact that she started on YouTube and Instagram. But if she lets her personal life interfere with her career, including her family, because I think her family does care about her, but I feel like eventually they could, if they still keep battling with her baby daddy or whatever, or if she decides to stay with him and choose them over her, I mean him over her family, then that, I feel like, is going to be her downfall, not necessarily the fact that she's not talented, because she's definitely talented, but her her personal shit is going to get in the way. And with SZA, it's her voice that's getting in the way because she's literally losing it. She's losing her voice. And oftentimes that happens because artists, they get on the road. If you're not used to touring, most of these artists these days don't have a vocal coach. They just get on the road and do whatever. So that's why even Adele, this happened to Adele a few years ago, if you remember, when she was on tour, she lost her voice. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think, like I said, Ella May is a bigger artist, but she's a bigger artist because the record labels push her more. Brewed Up was a bop. Everybody was singing it, so of course. But as far as longevity, I don't see it. That's just me. But, you know, I could be wrong.
Okay.
Before,
your opinion is your opinion. All these girls are phenomenal, so I totally agree.
Absolutely.
I would have you sing us a little something really quick. Give me 10 seconds.
Come on.
Should
I do something original, or should I do something like that y'all know?
Well, do something
or what
from
do
her.
Do
something from her
something
or Ella
from
Mayer. Do something from one of the bitches up on the screen.
Okay, I can do that. Okay, hold on. Let me think of a her song. I'll just do Focus.
Okay. Let's turn the music all the way down.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God. Let me know when you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay. Me, can you focus on me? Baby, can you focus on me? Me. That's all I got right now.
Ooh, okay. Okay, shout out to you.
I got an album coming out too. My stage name is Alpha Glam. Got an album coming out this year. I can't be on your show yet, but when you have it again, like later on in the year, let me know. I definitely was gonna get in Cypher.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
All right. You know, we get into some things here. You can't say you sing and you think you're gonna get up here and not sing. Kamua. All right. Shout out. She was bold and she was ready. Okay. 951-8007. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
This is Erica Kane from the chat. Hello, motherfuckers.
Hello, motherfucker.
I just wanna say LMA, of course. Like all day, LMA. She's definitely number one right now. She's hot. Like all her music is good though. Like her album, Shot Clock, everything with John Legend. Like, are we really? Is this really a discussion?
Right. Oh, I love. I was looking at Shot Clock just now. I even like 24/7 with Meek Mill. Like that was
me too. I like them all. Even you mentioned 10,000 Hours. I like the song Naked because that was out before it was on her album. She just has really good music, and some
has,
of it is
anymore,
similar. I get what people
way.
Are saying.
Yeah.
You said My Way.
Yes, My Way is good. I love that song.
Yep.
Too.
I mean, I like her whole album. I'm still listening to it, like to this day. So
okay.
I really think she's the hottest. I get what people are saying. Like some of her songs do sound similar, but I think that's why they're hits. Like people don't realize that when we're listening to music, there's a certain rhythm, there's a certain sound, there's a certain timing that we all kind of like. That's why certain songs are going to be hits, like really no matter what. So, I would say her first, and then, not her, but, you know, LMA. And then I'm going to go with SZA. I'm going to go with SZA next.
Okay.
I feel like SZA, I'm going to give her some time, because I feel like with her music, she really puts a lot of thought into her music. And so I'm waiting for that next album, and then I'm a decide. But Control, that was my album. Like, I feel like that, you know, all the songs. And then who's third? Let me see. I'm going to go Queen. Queen is third.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think her personal life, I see people saying, like, her personal life is going to mess her up. But I think that's why people are tuning in, because they already follow her on YouTube, you know, so they want to hear what the music sound like. And she got three good songs. I think Medicine and what was the other one? Karma.
Karma.
Those are two really
Karma.
Good songs. Yes,
yeah.
And she got a song called Butterflies. That one was good. And then I would say her would be after that, because I don't think a lot of people really know who she is. Like, I think, you know, we R&B listeners, we know who she is, but she's not really mainstream like the other girls. And then the other two, I don't even know. I don't even remember who they are. Oh, Normani and Kehlani. I don't think they have nothing going on. They need new management. They need to do something and get some new music out. But let me just shout out my girl, Kiana Lede. I know you said you didn't like her. You said she was okay, but I really like her. I think she's up and coming. On the music show, I had you play that song, Shame. And King Payne loved it. But you was like, I don't know. But you was vibing to it. You were vibing. And then afterwards, you said you didn't know.
Okay.
Yes. So I would say that's it. I mean, LMA, she's winning, though, right now. She's winning. She got the best hit. And I feel like she don't have to do too much.
No.
Like, she's not too extra with it. And we just love her just based on her music, which I think is important. She don't come out with a lot of makeup. I don't even know what the girl body looks like. Like, you know, she's not over-sexual. So I just think that's just pure talent right there.
And see, here's the thing, too. And I see a lot of people saying her music sounds the same. But we also got to think of a lot of Ciara sounds the same. And hell, Jhené Aiko sounds the same on every song. And we want her to stay the exact same. Like, we don't want Jhené to try to go sing ballads. We want Jhené to give us that classic Jhené Aiko sound. So
That's what we're tuning in for. We want that sound.
I feel like if LMA was over there trying to sound like Jennifer Hudson, I'd be over it. Like, just give me a vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want LMA to do too much.
We would not tune in. We would be like, girl, bye. What are you doing? We want to hear that, you know, that shaky kind of those runs, like that crispiness. We want to hear that. And I feel like the reason I also fuck with LMA is because her roots are in kind of like that 90s R&B, even though she's from England or whatever, she grew up here. Like, she went to high school here. So she tapped into what her mom would listen to, and so it kind of gives me them, you know, them vibes that I'm used to hearing, that I want to hear when I'm listening to R&B. And she's talking about some real shit, like Shot Clock.
Yes, I love Shot Clock.
That's my anthem right there. Like, how long you think I'm about to wait? You need to hurry up.
Right. Shout out to you. All right, we're going to take some more callers.
I love
Thank you.
You
love you. See you Wednesday. All right, bye. All right, guys. It's a lot going on. We're going to take a couple more calls, and we're going to have to wrap up. Let's see who we got. 937-1570. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. It's Reezy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I emailed you, by the way, so check your email. I don't know if that's the same one. I got it off your Instagram because I emailed you about something.
Okay.
So, yeah, make sure you check your email.
Okay.
If I'm going to – let me see. If I'm going to pick somebody, I'll go with LMA.
Ooh, LMA again.
But, yeah, I'm going to go with LMA, and I only say LMA because I do think definitely she's a good vocalist. But I just want to say, like, because I remember somebody was saying that, you know, you wasn't bringing up Mary J. Blige and all these other people. For me personally, when it comes to an R&B artist, I go basically off vocal ability. I don't care how many records you sell and all of this. That's all great and dang. I'm not seeing any of that money. So, you know, so if I'm going to your concert, I want to be able to hear you sing.
Right.
And so it's people like Ella May, like, she would definitely be somebody that I could sit down and listen to and sing. Because let's just call a spade, Rihanna makes good music, but she's horrible live. You know, you know, a lot of people may not want to say that, but Rihanna doesn't sound good live. And then you have some people who don't get the public push. Like, for instance, Jasmine Sullivan is an excellent R&B singer, but she doesn't get – she may not have the look. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Everybody, if she doesn't have the look right now, or India Irie didn't have the look. India Irie is a beautiful R&B singer, one of the best. Mm-hmm. Ledisi is a wonderful R&B singer.
Mm-hmm.
So I go based off vocal ability, and with all the people on the screen, Ella May is killing them. I don't even see Queen Naija. I'm not really a big fan of Queen Naija. I heard her sing on the Cypher. And I said, yeah, they saved Kelly Price for last for a reason. I was like, they saved Kelly Price last. Normani, I like the girl. I just feel like you said, she needs a push. I don't know what her team is doing, but she should be singing some bops. Like, she shouldn't be singing no ballads with Sam Smith. Like, she got a song out with Sam Smith, and I'm like, that's not good enough. Kalani, I don't even remember what Kalani was doing before she got pregnant.
Okay.
Yeah, Kalani, no. And then her. Her is one of them artists that people are just now starting to warm up to, as far as, like, her is taking us back to an Erykah Badu era. Where
or
music
like a
was
Sade.
Yeah, like a Sade. Like, she's taking us back to that era.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Her would identify with people more me and your age, because we're in our upper 20s. So we'll appreciate R&B music like that. But when you're dealing with somebody who's 15, 16, they don't want to hear that type of music. They want to hear they want to hear something they can do the folk to, or whatever these little dances that they do. And LMA is providing that type of music.
Absolutely.
And, you know, her is more our speed. I would listen to her now, you know, when I got a little, you know, my little boo come over or something, I'm going to play something real soft. And so I'll play her. I'm damn sure not going to play LMA, because I feel like if we having a house party, I'm playing LMA.
Right.
But if I'm trying to chill and relax.
But you know what? You could chill and relax to LMA, because I was in here vibing. You know, I rolled me a little blunt and I chilled, and I could vibe to LMA. But see, that's why I think LMA is on top, because you can vibe to LMA and you can also throw LMA in the middle of a house party and it be lit. You cannot do that with her.
It's true. I do feel like LMA, I love 10,000 Hours. And you know what's so crazy? I accidentally heard 10,000 Hours, or I can't remember if I was watching something. I said, I've never heard this song. I said, this is a really good song. Like, I had to really kind of listen to Ella Mai's lyrics in order for me to be like, you know what, I really Ella Mai. But that's like with,
right.
that's like with Trey Songz too. Like I feel like I had like Trey Songz is a really good artist. Like I had to sit down and actually listen to his music in order for me to do that. And I feel like that's what I had to do with Ella Mai. But Ella Mai's got the vote for me tonight. Ella Mai.
Ella Mai. Okay.
Ella Mai.
Well, let me ask you another question, because it was a little funny to me, because you said it was based off vocal ability, because you don't care about how many records they sell, because you don't see none of that money. But what does their money have to do with it?
Because I feel like the only reason I say that is because a lot of thing now to me is like a popularity contest sometimes. You remember growing up in the 90s. Everybody could sing. You had Escape,
right.
you had SWV, you had Destiny's Child. All of these people could sing. I feel like now it's based off like, oh, well, a lot of people like to bring up their money. A lot of people like to be like,
okay.
well, she had the number one selling album, or that's the number one downloaded song on YouTube or iTunes. What does that mean? Like, I
right.
don't care if people downloaded the song 1,000 times. If I go to her concert and it don't sound like this radio, I'm going to be pissed. And so
now,
I feel like that's what Ella Mai can sound like. I heard her perform on, what was it, Jimmy Kimmel? She sounded like the radio. And I said, and that's what I'm looking for. I don't want to go to a performance and be like, damn, this don't even sound nothing like. This sounds horrible.
Right. Well, I feel you on that. Well, thank you, caller.
Yes, have a good night. Thank you.
You too. All right. I'm going to take a couple more, and then I'm going to bounce. All right. 347-1243. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on, boo?
I'm doing good. I'm from New York. Okay, so I wanted to say I like Ella Mai, right? But I also do like Queen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to say that Queen, I saw her live. She sounds just like her songs. Okay. Ella Mai has a great sound, too. And, like, some of her songs do sound alike. So that's why I feel like people like her because, you know, her music, people like the same sound, right? And then for Queen, I feel like she has YouTube. So she came from YouTube. So she has a big fan base. So no matter what, her fans are going to support her. So that's why I like two of her songs. One is gold and one is platinum, because she has a big fan base. I think Queen is very strong vocally. If you ever heard her sing War Cry Live, because she came from the church in the beginning. So I feel like she does have strong vocals. But some people can say she can't sing. But at the same time, I got to understand she's pregnant, one. And then two, she was nervous. That was her first time on TV.
So who you giving it to?
I don't know. It's in between. I like those two.
You got to pick one.
I feel like Queen.
Oh.
She'll probably go further, but Ella Mai has a nice sound.
But who's hotter right now? Who's hotter right now?
They both got two good songs. Ella Mai got two good songs, Trippin', Boot Up, and then she got two good songs, Karma and Medicine. And then if you throw in Butterflies, that's on the rise. I feel like she got three good hits out already.
Okay. Thank you, caller. All right. Shout out to you. Okay. Well, that just about wraps it up here for us. If you guys didn't make it through the line, maybe you